audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
It's always like
Who says you can't teach an old dog new tricks? Drew always looks around for his cheat sheet that has
the lyrics.
Fantastic.
I thought that was always just Westwood One that had those big giant gaffes.
I don't know. Ask Anderson if we're on the air, Chris.
You're on the air, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on the air. How about that? So, Adam, what show is this?
This is Loveline.
How about that?
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Nickelback in studio tonight. Chad and Ryan have been here in over 2 years, but not much over 2 years.
But and boy, has a lot happened to them in those 2 years.
Sold over 9 million albums worldwide.
We attribute most of that to you guys.
Well, that's what I'm sort of heading that direction. Yeah.
I'm hoping for the same success with the next record.
The new CD is coming out tomorrow, and you can you start picking it up tomorrow. Although you should be able to start picking it up after midnight tonight somewhere. Don't you guys normally do that? The rock and roll way?
I think they do some sort of thing like that, where there's some places where there are big Nickelback followings.
In other words, Adam, yes.
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 All right.
There could be countdown clocks somewhere.
Drew, let me ask you this. Yeah. I'll ask you a little quiz. I'm not going to let you look at my paper. What band in 2002 was the most played rock artist? Again, in 2002.
Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Canadian rocker Nickelback. Jesus Christ. Where are the American rockers? Do you know what I'm saying?
They were on last week.
All right. Screw them. Listen, as you know, I love Canada more and more each year. And it's not really that Canada's getting any better. It's just that this country's getting worse. And so Canada
looks better by comparison.
Right. Constantly. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
We win by default.
It's like America's one chick, Canada's another chick. One chick ain't getting better looking. The other one's getting fatter. So the one that's not getting fatter is getting hotter in comparison, and that's Canada, everybody. And that's a compliment.
I like that. No, that's good.
I like that. All right. So we're going to play a song. We're going to talk to Nickelback. I'm guessing we should play the – you want to just play the song, Ann?
Sure.
Yes. When Ann points at the song, that means it's time to play a song. We've been having some technical difficulties.
No.
Yes, we have, Drew.
Oh, Chris, like
– unacceptable.
And let me tell you what goes through my mind when we have technical difficulties. For the first 30 seconds, from 10 to 10 in 30 seconds, I'm thinking, let's solve these problems. After 30 seconds, I'm thinking, let's ride this and go home.
We're going to see a film instead of go to class mentality.
Yeah, like you know, I don't know if you guys had this, if you guys were horrible students like I was, but all you can think about is leaving. Yes. No matter where you are, I don't care.
How do I get out of this?
If you're going to like a blowjob emporium, here's what we're going to do. Here's your night. We're going to smoke some weed. We're going to get some BJs. We're drink some Mickey's Big Mouth. And you're going to watch big screen football. And you're like, okay, oh, wait a minute. The door's locked. Great, let's go home. Let's go home. Like, if there's a chance you can go home, you capitalize on it.
Always. That really gave me a clear insight into things about your behavior that I've noticed over the years. Now I really get it.
Yeah. Yeah. When I used to swing a hammer, I wouldn't get paid if it rained
and
one day.
And the other thing, he gets upset if somebody else should be excited about going to that emporium. Everybody should want to leave.
Everyone should want to go.
And if I want to go, you're mad at me.
But that's what I used to tell. I used to try to tell the other people in school that if we all just got up and left right now, there's nothing they could do.
Anarchist.
Yeah. I mean, just as long as it's my idea.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about speeding, and I feel really same about traffic violations. If everyone just drove at 90, there's nothing anyone could do. We could all do it and get away with it, and they would just have to raise the speed limit
to
90.
Chaos.
You are an anarchist.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to do it. I'm going to nickel back.
A pluralist.
Get my 13 listeners to do it as well. All right. Let's hear a little song off Nickelback's new CD, which is out tomorrow. And this is called Someday.
How the hell do you wind up like this? Why weren't we able to see the signs that we missed? Try to turn the tables. I wish you'd unclench your fists and unpack your suitcase. Lately there's been too much of this, but don't think it's too late. End up saying things we've always needed to say, so we could end up staying. Now the story's played out like this, just like a paperback novel. Let's rewrite an ending that fits instead of Hollywood horror. Nothing's wrong, just as long as you know that someday I will.
Myself, though. Is that
I hear you.
Oh, you can.
Maybe
oh, how come I can't hear
Maybe not plugged in.
Oh, you got to be. Oh, no, I can. All right.
There you go.
Oh, that's the last.
Technical problems.
Wow. No. You know what all that is? All that is these headphones you have to turn almost all the way up in order to hear yourself. But I'm always scared because once in a while you get that
pow,
that pow from the satellite and it freaks you out. So anyway. Nickelback, everybody. 2 years. 2 years too long, I say. But they're back. They got a new CD out. They're going on tour. CD's coming out tomorrow. And the tour starts. When's the tour start?
October.
Middle of October.
I can't believe it's been 2 years since we signed.
Isn't that wild?
Feels like yesterday. Yeah. And tour's going everywhere.
Tour's going everywhere.
Then here's the thing. We're pretty much everywhere, too. So what you can do is you just go to www.nickelback.com, and then you find out when they're coming to a town near you. And you
exactly.
To a theater near you.
Adam?
Yeah.
Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We're going to have problems. Are we on the air?
No, no. You know what? I bet everything works fine. This just always happens when we get off to a
no. Hey, start. Guys, can you hear me? Is that what's happened here?
Yeah, yeah.
We're off to it.
Okay. Let's
try it
again.
Not yeah, because of you guys.
Adam 19.
Yeah.
All right. No. Watch. But watch. This one's going to work. Luca, you see?
Hello?
I'm clairvoyant. All right, good. Fine. I got stuff to talk about.
All right, let's go.
Let me tell you what. I cannot gamble. I'm so cursed. I've been betting on football. I played the office football pool this week. Mm. Okay, so let me tell you what goes wrong with me and my okay. Office football pool, there's 14 guys in the pool, right? Yeah. Last week, it comes down to me and another chick. Chicks uh-oh. Always win the office football pool. It's humiliating for guys. There should be a chick pool and a guy pool. And I'm sure the chick pool would average a much higher score, but at least the guy pool could feel like, hey, this was the guys, and they'd be like a sport. Like, oh, yeah, like basketball, football, softball. Yeah, you girls play over there. Let the boys play over here. We'd have like a 38% winning percentage, and they'd be up in the 80s. Definitely. But at least we could feel like we weren't getting beat by chicks. There's always some goofball chick who wins every week. So anyway, it's me against the chick. Last week, we're tied going into the Monday night football game, and then you have to pick points in case there's a tie. So I take the combined score, the Monday night football game. I take like 44 last week, and as you know, it goes into overtime, and it's like Giants 37 and Dallas 38 and whatever. 75 points scored, so I lose because she's got like 46, and it goes over. This week, same thing. Me, same chick, down to the thing. Got the Raiders playing Denver. I got 48 points. That's my combined thing. She's got 42 points. All right?
Same woman.
Same woman. Denver's up 24-0 at the half. All right. Like to see Raiders get on the board, but I'm right there. Halftime, I picked 48. We got 24. I'm feeling decent. Raiders come right out and score right in the early third quarter. Then they kick a field goal. So it's 38. I think, what is it? Like, it's like, no, it's not 38-10. It's 31-10. And there's plenty of time left in the game. Then the Raiders block a punt, and they drop two catches. Anyone watch this game at all? Anybody?
No.
They drop Tim Brown.
It's a good thing we're not on the air right now.
Everybody, two guys, Tim Brown and Jerry Rice, who they should now talk. He was bound for the Hall of Fame. I think he should be out now that he lost his bet. They both drop one in the end zone. Anyway. Whole quarters played, Raiders drive, nothing. They get a big goose egg. It goes down as 41, 42 points, and I lose again.
Oh, my God.
Dropping balls in the end zone.
Not anybody dropping balls.
Rice and Brown, two guys with 70 years experience. Can't catch easy touchdown passes. And again, I lose. But again, sorry, I lose at the hands
of
a woman.
Let's try the college again.
All right.
At least you're not holding a grudge.
Adam? No.
Yeah.
I didn't sound bitter.
Take that trip to Vegas.
It doesn't sound bitter at all.
Adam?
Chris,
yeah.
Are we on the air? We're on the air.
So.
Why
all
can't
right.
we get our calls up?
All right.
We can't hear Westwood.
We can't hear Westwood One.
So what does that mean?
All right.
It's going to
well,
be a long night.
It means
it's going to be a liar.
Nickelback is going to have to do the dreidel song a cappella.
Just a minute.
Do you guys got that?
I don't know. You
people would have to drive up to the studio here. I have to bring them in for questions.
All right. Well, wait a minute, Drew. We're professionals.
Oh, just dance?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did Drew do today? How'd that go for you today?
It's good. I did a bunch of television. Did O'Reilly.
Okay.
He was in a surprisingly good mood today.
Okay. All right. We just killed 28 seconds, but it was boring.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay. Kara?
Yes?
No, that's not going to work either.
Please hear me.
Chris,
can you hear me?
The calls aren't going to work?
Can you hear me?
No.
All right.
Hello?
All right. Let's interview the band.
For 2 hours straight.
Okay.
We're going to bore you in about 5 minutes.
What's your favorite thing about the show so far?
Well, you know.
Communication.
I was going to wait till the 11 o'clock break for this, but Doc, you don't mind, do you?
No, great. Have what?
Okay. We're going to blow a little spleef in the studio tonight. And listen, kids, this is not something that you guys should be doing.
Doc, I'll just call you Drew.
It's medicinal. Don't worry.
But tell me, now, for all of you people out there, they smoke weed. I have heard a little story, and Drew is going to either confirm or deny. Does smoking marijuana increase the chances of you not getting an erection?
Yes.
Jeez, what's with that?
Well, but only if you're high and a doctor says yes. It really has no physical effect. It just freaks you out when you're high and a guy with MD at the end of his name says that. True, over years, over hundreds of years, right?
No.
No, but not.
Even if you're just high a single time.
High once?
It can increase the probability.
Just because you get up in your head a little bit.
No, it is
it a physical thing?
It works against that biology.
Why?
It's a central nervous system depressant.
No, it's just because you're overthinking
things.
And
for some people, it has an opioid effect. But opioid is a very much works against sexual arousal.
But technically, so does booze, right?
Yeah, booze does too.
Yeah, but I do better on a couple of Mickey's Big Mouth.
Sometimes.
I think I do better.
You last longer, but if you go too far,
it doesn't work at all.
It doesn't work at all, that's right.
All right, but is it as much as booze? More?
Probably,
less?
It's different for different people, but probably more.
What about for Chad?
For Chad, well, he'll have to tell us.
Chad, how's the boner?
Well,
give it a 7 or 8. All right. Now, what
it's
about?
Strange. I have the best sex at night. Mm-hmm. I don't have good morning sex. Why do you think that is?
True. What about that? And Drew, don't start checking out. We got no calls. We got to have you stick with the program now.
I'm listening. I'm thinking. I don't know of any reason other than people have diurnal rhythms to their biology, and some people are more aroused in the evening than the morning. Some people the other way around. Some people have mood swings that go diurnal rhythm. If he's getting high all day, it wears off at night.
How dare you? The first
all
time
day.
He smoked weed in years. I'm sure of it.
There was that one time after the last show in 2000 whatever.
What's going on with Canada and weed? Is it legal over there? I heard they just made like a big bust they were growing it and they got bad shake over there.
More accessible.
Can you not get good weed in Canada?
Well, just so you know, British Columbia is the largest exporter of marijuana to the United States. It's not actually South America, which most people think. It's probably British Columbia's largest cash crop.
Really?
Yep.
You guys, you don't have anything. You don't have, like, Maui Wowie or Colombian Gold or anything. You don't have any, like, moose hoof stuff. Yeah, what are they? They grow it all underground with grow lights and stuff?
It's all just the, what you want is, you want high yield, extremely quick.
Right.
Bang, bang, bang. We're the McDonald's of weed.
Really?
Yeah.
Got to get out that way. True. How do you know that most of weed comes out of British Columbia?
Because I live in British Columbia.
All right, but I live in California, and I'm sure there's a few things about it I don't know about. I mean, did you read it somewhere? I mean, it's not as you enter British Columbia. It's not on the sign next to the population, is it?
Every fifth house in Vancouver is a grow up.
Really?
That is a statistic.
Wow. You think those people be lazier than they are? But maybe they are.
What are you talking about?
Are they lazy? Really?
Sure.
All right. Let's blame that on the snow. All right, let's take a little break.
Let's do it.
A little early. We're going to regroup. Nickelback is here tonight. We're going to get our stuff worked out. The voice you hear in the back is Engineer Chris, who's feverishly.
Working frantically.
You tell me it works now?
We're working on it.
Oh, you're working on it. Oh, okay.
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
I mean, in 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes, you'll start working on it? Okay. What were you doing, by the way? Not doing anything?
No, I was trying to get
it. He was smoking with Chad.
He was freaking out.
Chris, you got contact high now? I got a little contact bus going. Drew, let's hit the vending machine. We'll be back with Nickelback after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Chad and Ryan are both here from Nickelback. CD, The Long Road, is coming out tomorrow. That is September 23rd, and it could be today for some of the people who hear this show around the country on a one-day delay. All right, now the phones were not working in the first break.
Now they're working.
We danced around it, but now we're up and running. Adam?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
What's up?
Well, on June 9th, I was in a car accident, and I have a spinal cord injury, and I'm paralyzed from the T3 vertebrae and down. I have used my arms.
Chest down?
Yeah.
How's it go? It's T3, as it goes up, what's it get, higher?
Lower numbers. T1's right here.
All right. And you just cursed me, by the way, Drew.
What?
When a doctor says T1's right here and he does that, that means I'm going to get a moped accident tomorrow and I'm coming here on a gurney. You know what I'm talking about. You know damn well what I'm talking about.
Anyway, all right,
and then T5 is down?
Yeah.
Down? Okay.
He got his arms.
Okay. That gets your arms, though, in
no,
a T3?
Arms are good.
Oh, they work?
Yeah, they work.
Yeah. Ah, that's good. All right. What happened with the car accident?
Well, I made the mistake of making a choice to get in the vehicle with my buddy, and my buddy had too much to drink, and he lost control of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So, is he okay?
Yeah.
See? Drunk guys are always fine when they drive. What is that, Drew? Like, yeah, you're like a brumble. You bounce. You're fine. All right. So now you're in a wheelchair.
Right.
And what's the question?
My question is how can I deal with sexual frustration? I kind of find myself to be like 10 times hornier now that I'm in a wheelchair, and I can't masturbate or do anything like that to relieve myself.
So you don't ejaculate?
No.
You sure? You tried it?
Yeah.
Nothing comes out. Do you have any kind of orgasmic function, even without ejaculation?
Nothing.
Do you have arousal?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I can get it up, but that's about it.
So you get no experience of orgasm or anything like that?
None whatsoever.
It's going to be tough.
Is it going to come back?
Can
you find that?
A lot of people.
The spinal cord was severed, so everything from that level down is, you know.
Well, a lot of
people. Yeah, but we do talk to guys that are.
Yeah, I got a question. What are the medications you're taking?
What kind of medication?
You want the pain medicines?
Yeah, I take the Lotted, Percocet.
All right, that's why you're not having orgasm. You may still be able to have it if you got off all that crap. It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
So you're an opiate addict, too. You see, and opiate addicts don't have much erectile function and have trouble having orgasms.
What? Did you have a girlfriend before this?
Yeah, I did. And now I don't.
Did she break up with you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, she's going to hell. But I think it's I think you got to get off those drugs. You want to try to have an orgasm.
Yeah, you can't do it on all that stuff.
But is there any way I can, like, get around it for now to ease my mind? Because there's a lot of hot nurses around here, and I can't do nothing about it.
What are the medicines are you on besides the opiates?
I'm on the Baclofen, Coumadin.
So you had blood clots also?
Yeah, in my lungs and in my legs.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let me be practical here. Easy for me to say, but you got in this horrific life-altering accident like 4 months ago.
Right.
And meanwhile, you're focused on the orgasm.
Yeah.
You got to heal yourself. You got to get better.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you take a year off the masturbation.
Well, people can have orgasmic function.
And then you get yourself back to health.
Again, that's an autonomic nervous function. The spinal cord is not exclusively involved in that. The sympathetic nervous system.
But I know it because my dad is spineless, and he had me and my sister.
Wow.
So it's at least two pots.
Without a spine.
No spine.
No spine. Got it.
No spine. It's been at least I've never checked for it, but he doesn't seem like he has a spine.
Our buddy Adam here is on massive opiates, and that's very hard.
I know because everyone is on massive opiates. It's not that they talk slow. It's they talk like they've been slowed down.
Yeah.
Like it's one thing just to go, you know, guys that are stoned are like, yeah. But guys who are on opiates are like, it's weird. Like if someone recorded your speech and slowed down the tape deck.
Yeah, interesting.
Why is that?
Don't know.
Look into that, Drew. All right, listen, Adam. Heal yourself.
Yeah, talk to your doctor about getting off the opiates. What
and then focus on
other
that.
Pain management strategies you can get into. Talk to the doctors about erectile and sexual function. They should be helping you with this.
All right. True. What about that? What's that new boner stuff? Have you seen that
new boner stuff? There's a bunch of new Viagras out. It's all the same. Basically.
Yeah, but what's it called? It's a new one, Versectadil or something. It's a picture of a guy. I always, you know, all these new medications, they don't tell you what they are. At the beginning. Like, at the beginning,
just somebody
all you see is a guy, you see a chick kickboxing. It's like, Vajajamil. And it's like, she's beating the crap out of some guy. And you're like, what is this stuff? I got to get on this stuff. You find out it's yeast cream later. But it's like, just chicks like a 14th degree black belt in Taekwondo. I got to get on some of this stuff myself. Exactly. And then I come into Drew. I'm like, hey, Drew, how about some of that Vajajamil? And he's like, oh, that's douche. And I'm like, that's medicated douche. And I'm like, could I still try it? I mean, but there's the other one where they were snowboarding through a field of wheat. I used to see that commercial. Claritin. I wanted to get on that Claritin for a while. I didn't even know what it was. Now I'm seeing the guy. He's a guy in his 40s. He's got a football. He's running around the backyard, and he keeps throwing the ball through a tire that's swinging on a rope in his backyard.
Right.
And then his woman kind of comes up and gives him a little hug, like, hey, stud. But they don't say what it is. But I'm guessing that's the boner stuff.
I'm guessing you're right.
You're sort of using the symbolism of the football going through the tire, but aren't you sort of liking your wife's crotch to just a worn truck tire?
A Target.
Or a Target. Target. To me, it's like a tire with some belt showing on it. All right. And what is that stuff called, by the way, Drew?
There's a four of them coming, so there's a bunch of them.
And they're all the same as Viagra?
They're similar. Same idea.
What took everyone so long?
Nitric oxide enhancers.
Why was
it forever to get approval for
this? Viagra's around for five, 8 years?
It was a slightly different molecule. Right. You got to go through the whole process.
Give me some. You get samples? Bring it in. Lucy?
Yes?
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
This is a guy that I met about 8 months ago. Around there, my friend's barbecue and stuff. And how could I say? I met him and stuff. And then I've been seeing him for a couple of months. Then after I found out he was married. So it was hard for me to get away already. So
you couldn't,
Yeah.
You couldn't break it off with him after you found out he was married?
No, because I was already attached to him already.
Yeah, but
aren't you supposed to be furious when you find out a guy you've been seeing has lied to you?
Yeah, I was really pissed off.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He's an a-hole. He's a bad guy. He's not who you thought he was. He's not the guy you thought he was attached to. Now, if you can't leave this guy, then we got to figure out why you need to have unavailable guys around.
I'm very picky.
No. Right, so what? Please. Who are you talking to here?
You're very picky.
I don't know. It's just.
So, your dad was gone as you were growing up?
No.
He was around?
Yeah,
what?
He is.
Father.
Where is your... Why would people do that to us? Where is your biological father?
I don't know.
Okay. How old were you when he left?
I never met the man.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
That's a painful issue. And here now you've hooked up with another guy that's going to leave. Or you can't even get intimate with in the first place. You're attached to the non-attachment.
True.
End it, Lucy. Forget it. Stop it. What do you think? He's going to leave his wife? No.
He said he would.
Oh, please.
Time will tell.
Does he have kids? Does he have kids?
Yes, he does.
You really want to destroy those kids' lives? You want to be a part of harming those kids? That's important to you?
No, I don't want to be a part of harming those kids.
Then fine. Then stop. Stop.
Okay, but listen. Let me just say this. Isn't life just like this in that? Things like a guy who does this is more attractive to Lucy than a guy who would be dedicated and would be
into her. Of course,
because
she has to have the unavailable male.
Yeah, I know. So, you end up going, here's what you end up doing. You end up going through life saying, like, why are you shooting speed? I can't believe you're shooting speed or snorting heroin or whatever. That is the worst thing I could imagine doing would be shooting speed. But to someone who's effed up, it's the best thing they could imagine
doing.
Yeah,
right.
So the worst guy you could imagine, a guy who's got a couple of kids, a guy who's banging around behind his wife's back.
That's the answer.
This is more attractive.
Right.
And so we go through our lives saying, how can you be into this guy? Well, the point is she's into him because he's that way.
I was screaming about this on a show earlier tonight. That's where the whole nonsense about, you got to choose to make a change in your life doesn't make any sense at all. The motivational priorities are different in Lucy's brain. That feels good to her. She's got to not do things that feel good like that and do things that maybe are not so exciting but are healthier.
I was just thinking that everyone around my office was talking about going on that low-carb diet today, and we're all pissed off about 45 minutes into it because we wanted some sticky buns or something.
Yeah,
and I just realized, why is everything that's good for you, why does it all suck? Anything that is good for you feels like hell, and anything that feels good is horrible for you. Relationship, food, whatever. It's a horrible combination. Do you know what I mean? What kind of plan is that?
Well, that there are some things that are more nourishing than the immediate satisfaction of things that feel good.
All right, see you in hell. Let me talk to Lucy. Lucy.
Yes?
Here's what I understand about Lucy. You had a stepdad your whole life?
Yeah.
He must have been kind of crappy, too, then.
Well, we and him had a close relationship when I was young, but when I was growing up as a teenager, it parted away.
Right.
But other than that, the reason Polo he's cheating on his wife is just that they argue a lot.
Lucy, please, what planet are you from?
I know the relationship because my friend that introduced us together was telling me about it, mm-hmm. and he doesn't want to leave her because probably she tried to commit suicide before.
Oh,
but
I told him,
why be in a home?
Gotta get one of these chicks.
Yeah, I like
he's trying to have his cake and eat it too. That's what's going on. That's all that's going on.
And ironically, there's probably not that much cake eating going on. If you know what I'm saying,
strangely enough.
Am I right?
No.
But as I told him that I'll accept his kids, but it's up to them if they'll accept me.
The kids. How old are the kids?
They're about like 7 years old.
There's a few of them about like 7?
No, it's when he has 2 kids. One is 7. One is 9, I believe.
Okay. All right. And you'll accept them.
I'll accept them, but it all depends if they'll accept me, you know?
You're living in a fantasy world. All right, forget it. Here's my whole thing. 2 things. Don't get pregnant.
I have before already.
Oh, okay.
As long as
you got out of your system, then it's a moot point, because there's no way you could possibly have 2 kids.
No.
True. Has that ever happened? I mean, you study the medical journals.
Impossible.
Really? It never happened in the course of human history that someone had more than one kid?
Maybe once.
Let's just say one. Lucy,
mm-hmm.
you could get pregnant again.
Yeah.
Did you get pregnant once by him?
Yes, I have.
Oh. See, these are the kind of guys just like to hunt down and kill. Like, they got a couple of kids. They're going to screw those kids up because the old lady's depressed and they're fighting with the old lady and they're out stepping out of them. Then when they're stepping out, they're going to knock somebody else up, and now they're going to have another bunch. They're going to have another brood over here that's screwed up and growing up without a dad. And guess what, Lucy? Remember you not knowing your biological dad?
That's what you're going
to. That's what you're heading for.
That's what you're heading for your kids.
Do you have to repeat that?
And for his kids, too.
Right.
You're going to create a bunch of kids with your lovely background. That you know was painful.
All right, look. Here's what this is like. Really, this is like when your puppy craps on the floor and you try to talk to him.
Yeah.
Do you see what you do?
Yeah.
Do you see this is Berber?
And you know
that daddy
just had this put in,
and he went with the wool.
Yeah.
You understand? And he didn't have it scotch guarded yet because he trusted you. But you know what? You forsake him. You embarrassed me.
And the Lord.
You made a fool of yourself and the Lord. And now what you can do is you can go into your crate and you can think long and hard about this relationship and about betrayal
and
about
trust. And here's the puppy hears.
Puppy hears like blah, blah, blah,
no, here's,
crate.
No, here's the blah, 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 yeah. Fido, blah, 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 blah.
Right. I don't even know if it hears its name. That's all. I'm done yelling at kids. That's enough. They just go, look, just go knock up everybody, have 1,000 kids. I'm going to Canada. I'm going on a tour with Nickelback. I'm gonna play like that fish. I'm going to tune something. I can be some kind of tech. I got a strong back.
Sure.
I could roadie for the band.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I still probably have a certain amount of celebrity. I think maybe I could bring them out on stage once in a while.
Well, that's a good plan, actually.
You know, like...
No, just stay here and let's continue to entertain.
Let's pick a city that we could be at. Where are you guys going? You going somewhere? Where's a good city that Nickelback could be at?
Oh. Toronto.
All right.
I was going to say Dallas, but go ahead.
All right. Hey, Toronto! Here's a band that's all the way from another place in Canada, other than Toronto. Put your hands together for Big Torontian welcome for Nickelback! And then, you know, you guys come out.
Dude, you're hired. You got the gig.
And then I grab that hollowed out fish, and I just go nuts. just step back. Every song ends up turning into a Steely Dan song, because I just won't get off that fish. I just keep scraping the fish and right into the mic. And then I get angry because I want the fish mic'd. I don't want to just hold it to the mic. I want it mic'd. All right. Nickelback is here. I'll be going out on tour with the band. Drew, you hold down the...
Just the Canadian tour.
I'm just doing the Canadian leg of the tour.
The Eastern Canadian leg.
Get some of that good hydroponic skunk weed and bring the band out only in Toronto, because that's my big city. And we'll take a break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jen Ryan, both here from Nickelback. The Long Road, name of the new CD, coming out tomorrow. That's 23rd. That's Tuesday. All right, Drew.
All right.
We'll get back to the phones.
There we go.
And we'll speak to John, who's 20. John?
Hey.
What's up?
What's up, indeed. I was wondering if, from a certain perspective, self-mutilation could be considered a healthy thing.
No.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of forms of self-mutilation that are widely accepted already. People pierce their ears, people pierce their noses, people pierce their whatevers, and I'm sure a lot more pain can be inflicted that way. From a purely self-expression point of view, couldn't it be considered healthy that way?
No.
No?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, there are degrees with everything, and it's like you could say, well, why is it not healthy to dance at all nude bar? You know, women, what about these models? They get in the bra and panties, these Victoria's Secret models. They titillate. Men pleasure them. You know, you could sort of extrapolate and do the math, so you sort of almost made anything okay. But self-mutilation is usually done by people that are troubled.
That are you looking for relief of very intense emotional states that are not healthy by definition.
And so are aggressive piercings. I mean, if you show me someone with 70 piercings, I'll show you someone who has some baggage.
Some unhealthy issues.
Right.
Should they be judged for it? No.
Yeah. What?
No, judge somebody for it. But
I would judge, sure.
No, you can judge it unhealthy, but or the unhealthy impulses associated with it, but, you know, whatever.
All right, so are you a cutter?
Yeah, I just cut my arms.
Yeah, it's a sign. It's like saying, can it be ever healthy to have a fever? You know, it's a sign. It's a sign of what's going on inside. And it's a bad sign.
Hmm. Hey, John, maybe you should get a little help with that.
Well, yeah, I'm seeing a therapist right now.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
Well, let yourself go, buddy.
Okay.
I mean, don't drag your feet so much.
And by the way, don't try to reason your way out of difficulty. It's like, well, I know my liver's enlarged. I know my eyes are yellow. But,
hepatitis.
Technically, if you were a prehistoric man and right. You'd been chewing on beetle root, you know what I'm saying? They try
hold
to
on,
don't
hold
reason
on,
your way
no,
out.
Nobody
of
knows what you're saying.
All right, don't try to reason
let
your
me
way
do
out
the,
of
let me do the example.
Fine, you do it. Go ahead.
I understood. I got it.
You're chewing on beetle root. You got yellow eyes.
The point is, you have a sign of serious medical condition. You are not in a position to reason your way out of that.
Yeah, well, that's part of the reason you're in the position you're in.
That's right.
All right, thank you, Drew. I'd like to get a transcript of the show just once and see the enlarged liver, the yellow eyes, and the beetle root, and the prehistoric man thing, and see if anyone could figure that out.
Yeah.
Michael.
Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Hi.
Yeah. You're figuring something out.
Well,
hi, Michelle.
Some people spell it that way. You can't articulate
aren't there
can't gay guys
any
Michael better than
spell
that.
It that way.
Hello?
Michelle?
Yes?
Yeah, what's up?
I have an interesting situation.
All right.
The situation I'm in is almost a year ago I broke up with my boyfriend. I broke up. And in December of last year, we were possibly trying to get back together, and his friend, he told me about my tongue ring, and he decided to ask me for it while we were drunk, and I did it.
Hold on. Slow down. What?
Power.
Get
the uncomfortable part over just as quickly as possible.
Yes. What was that?
Tongue ring, BJ.
He told his friend about your tongue ring?
And how good I am at oral.
And therefore?
So one night while we were drunk, he got kind of curious, and so I did it for him.
He got curious. What is wrong with women?
For the friend?
Yes.
It was the ex-boyfriend's friend.
Okay.
And
I'm curious.
I never got it like that when I was. You know what? I'm just curious.
I'm just wondering what that'd be like.
I'm just wondering. You know, I've never experienced.
His
that.
Reasoning
I'm just
was
curious.
Wanted to see what a tongue ring felt like.
Let me just show you.
What a tongue ring. All right. Yeah, I did that with the chick, and she took it off, and she snapped it on to an expired toilet paper roll, and then she filled it with jam, and then I had to actually do it like that. It still felt good. I gotta say, it felt good.
That off the top of your head?
Came twice, yeah. It's great.
But he's constantly asking me for it since then, and sometimes I'll be giving him head while the ex-wife and I are having sex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
okay. Why are you doing all this? What does that do for you?
Hey, Michelle?
Not a trick question.
You got a big ass on you?
Yes.
This is the work of a gal with a big ass.
Huh?
Chicks with small asses don't get into this. You know, here's the thing. Because when a chick has a small ass and a guy says, I'm just curious with that tongue ring. Yeah, here's your glue a raisin at your tongue and blow yourself. Go get me a daiquiri. That's what a hot chick does. She doesn't go, okay, that's a big ass move. I'll show you. No hot chick does that. They do in movies, but not in real life. Michelle?
Hello? Yes, sir.
All right. So neither guy's really that interested, right? They're just having a good time with you?
And she has horrible self-esteem.
The ex-boyfriend and I, I'm still attracted to him, and he's still sexually attracted to me.
Right.
And yeah, that means nothing. That means nothing. He's sexually attracted to lots of people.
And sometimes when his friend asks me, I'll just do it just to keep him from asking. But the
Do you have a shred of self-esteem left, Michelle?
But the other night I offered him, and he's all confused.
Yeah.
He's confused?
Because I've never offered him before.
Okay. So, but your question is...
What's your question?
Oh, I know what the question is. He wants it now where he just rams his dick through the mail slot of her front door and gets a BJ while he stares at a flat-screen TV that she has mounted on it, and he wants to know whether he can get satellite hooked up to that because they have basic cable at this point. I think you should do that for him, Michelle.
Right, but, I mean, sometimes he's, like, asked me if I want to do anything, and I'll tell him no, and wants to know why.
Okay, Michelle.
Why I'm just...
Michelle.
What planet are our callers from tonight?
I think they're from Earth. I think that's the problem. I think we're from another planet.
Ugh.
We're from Planet Sane.
Okay.
All right, so, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know you're angry. I know somebody did horrible things to you. I know your dad is a world-class prick. And I know every guy is your dad, and there's all sorts of issues, and you're angry at me. What's that?
There's no one that... I mean, I don't look at guys as my dad.
Well, you were sexually abused, so every guy is the guy that abused you.
What happens?
You know
how do we know you're sexually abused? Because that's how you behave.
What do you mean?
Look, we don't got time to explain why, by the way. If we're right, we're right, right?
Yeah, that was like a long time ago.
Yeah, okay. It's all in the past now. It's just like the guy got paralyzed. Yeah, Christopher Reeves, he took a spill on the horse. It's been 6-7 years. Come on, buddy. We're playing beach volleyball.
Let's go.
Up on the feet. Let's go. Yeah. You're going to serve.
In fact, what happened?
What? 6 years ago. Come on, out of the chair. That's yesterday's news.
Christopher Reeves' spinal cord is basically what happened to your brain mechanisms with that sexual abuse. It leaves an imprint behind that causes you to feel okay about these incredibly abusive relationships that you involve yourself in.
All right, so break up with both these guys and get some therapy.
That's it.
For your sexual abuse in the past, all right?
Bottom line.
No more blowing guys. Okay. Yeah. Here's the other thing, too, is people are angry that, and rightfully so, that they were abused. I mean,
but
imagine.
They don't know they're angry. They don't see the anger.
I know, but look at it. You know, he's not angry. My dad missed a couple of Pop Warner football games.
Look at you.
I want to kill him.
Yeah.
Spineless old man.
I can't believe the rate at which you guys can profile somebody. It's just like, you got red hair? Every time.
Nobody does this unless they're abused somehow.
Right. People do it, but not with the same attitude that she has.
Yes.
Not how she makes us
feel. She was angry. Right.
We know that affect. We know it. And you add that to the behavior, that equals sexual abuse, period.
Okay. So maybe you're a long ways away from therapy or curing yourself or reading a book or whatever, but you can stop engaging in whatever the... degrading.
Yeah, the acting out behaviors.
Right.
That make her feel worse and keep her stuck in the role of victim.
Right. Stop all the degrading behavior and maybe you'll at least break even. Remy?
Yes.
You're 15?
Yep.
What's up?
I have had bad headaches for about 2 years and I stopped responding to my medication about a month and a half ago.
What medication?
Bad headaches.
What medication?
Yeah. And
what medication?
It's like cyproheptadine for periactin. I have really no idea what it is.
Yeah.
What is it?
And they don't exactly know what's wrong with me, and they want me to get a CAT scan. And I'm just wondering, if I get a CAT scan, can they tell if I smoke or if I'm on the pill?
Can they tell what?
Can they tell if I smoke, drink, or if I'm on the pill?
No, but it's absolutely absurd of you to have a workup for headache when you're doing three things that cause headaches and not telling your doctor.
Oh, no, my doctor knows, but...
He knows, all right. He knows you smoke pot. He knows you're drinking. He knows you're on birth control.
Well, she's 15 years old, Drew. I mean, I think she's able to make her own decisions, don't you? I mean, after your mom gives you a ride to the doctor's office or you take your moped there, then they have to sit down and have an adult conversation about smoking, drinking, taking the pill.
Did you talk to your doctor about these three things?
Yeah, he knows, like, kind of do it. He just doesn't exactly know how often.
No, you listen, this is ridiculous.
Drew, you're outraged.
I'm outraged. Yeah, I'm outraged. But you've got to give him information so he can help you. He can't help you if he doesn't have. He doesn't know what you're doing.
All right.
You're causing these headaches in all probability.
Drew, are these calls, do they seem potted down? Are they quiet?
Yes, yes.
I got my headphones all the way up.
We all can't hear them.
All right, can we heat that up a little?
I got you, dude.
It was
echoing back. I got you. Let's go to break.
A little feedback. All right, Nickelback is here. Chad, blow a little spleef and relax, would you, buddy?
Unacceptable.
Ryan is here. We'll hear something off the new CD when we come back after this. Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Chad and Ryan both here from Nickelback. The Long Road, name of the CD. We're going to hear something else off of that in the 11 o'clock hour, which is when we're in. So I think we'll take a couple of calls, hear a couple of new songs, or one new song after a couple of calls. How much new stuff do you guys play when you go out on the road?
Well, it all depends on when. If it's towards the start of the tour, we'll probably play less. Towards the end of the tour, when people are more familiar with the material, and we'll start throwing them more material.
Stick to the hits.
Stick to the hits, baby.
Yeah, it's easy to keep fans that way.
Right. And if the tour's a few months and the record drops at the beginning of the tour, then halfway into the tour or a quarter into the tour, whenever into the tour, when you start getting the airplay, then everyone knows the song. See, I would always screw up and be one album behind the tour when I was young. They're not in a band, going and watching people. I would see
you didn't
them.
Know the words to all.
I would
the
see
new
them
song.
Because I was too. I didn't get the CD. Well, it wasn't a CD back then. It was
vinyl.
78.
Yeah, I was going to go 70, track, yeah. But you beat us.
Drew had
it
a
ceramic. Yeah.
He had a Victrola.
it was on a tube.
Yeah, it was a tube. But yeah, I would always do that, which I would go see the same guy come out. I would always buy the album after the thing, and then I would enjoy it, and then I would say, oh, I missed those songs. I wish, and then the next one, he'd be playing the next one. I was always behind.
Yeah.
So here's the point. You got to go out. You get the Nickelback one, and then you're prepared.
Right.
Anything they play, you know it. You got the lighter over your head. You're up on your boyfriend's shoulders. You're singing along. Stephanie?
Hi.
You're 22?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I've been sexually active for about 4 years now, and I haven't had an orgasm, and I don't know if that's normal for a girl or not, but...
That is normal. And if
it
you,
is.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering...
Well, not,
go ahead.
Yeah.
You should be able to have one around 22 by direct stimulation, like with oral sex, that sort of thing.
Really?
And
I was wondering
doing?
If there's any kind of technique that I could use to...
Have you ever had an orgasm?
I've had one, and that was because I was on a sexual stimulant, you know, like the kind you get from F Street.
What is she talking about?
F Street over in San Diego?
That's right.
Yeah, see, because we're
not in San Diego.
We're on G Street now. we moved. Yeah, we're on E Street, and we were going to go to F, and then, yeah.
What's on F Street? What do you get there?
Yeah, Drew, the stuff you get on F Street.
What is it?
It's a store that sells, like, sex toys and sexual stimulants and condoms and lubricants and stuff like that.
And what'd you get?
Some pills that are sexual. They're supposed to enhance the sexual.
Like Viagra? Was Viagra pill or something?
It's not. I don't know if it's. Do they have Viagra for women?
Yeah.
F doesn't cross with U Street, does it? Is it that? That would be a mistake as far as city zoning and planning went.
Right.
I'm a corner FU. Hey, everyone punches you every time you try to tell me your address. All right. So why don't you take some more of that?
Well, because I would like to be able to do it naturally.
Well, I don't understand. You just
practice.
You just took some herb. Here's why all this nonsense works on chicks is because they're all up in their head anyway. for a guy, it's not going to work. For a chick, it's just a pill made of baking soda and a little sugar and the colored purple. And they're like, oh, you're going to have an orgasm, baby. And you pop that, and pow, there goes the orgasm.
Did you have it during intercourse? Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. Stephanie?
Uh-huh. Hello?
Did you have your orgasm during intercourse?
I've only had one, and it was during intercourse.
During intercourse?
It was.
Wow, that's unusual.
All right.
So that means you're able to do that. So how about a vibrator, something like that?
I own a vibrator. I've never had an orgasm.
No, you own. Okay. Because I'd been leasing. I'd always leased. And then I was getting screwed on the mileage. So I just start buying. And I start buying used. And then I start flipping them. I'd buy them. I'd fix them up. I'd sell them. Hey, Stephanie?
Yes?
Stephanie doesn't fit the...
Yeah. Well, how about getting in the tub? The water works good.
I tried that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is it she cannot?
Nothing.
Anyway, but she had an orgasm with intercourse.
I don't know. And not,
are you sure you had? She must have.
Nothing. Nothing in the tub, huh? Turn the water on.
Yeah. It feels good. It gets really sensitive, and I just can't.
You have a boyfriend right now?
I do.
Okay.
Oral sex.
Same. Does he give you? Both. Oh, good. Does he give you oral sex?
Not very often.
Okay. That's what's missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's
all
up with him?
There you go.
Black guy? What's up?
He's not a black guy, no.
What is he? Is he something?
He's a white guy.
White guy?
Yeah.
I know it.
Really?
I'm always right.
Something?
No, I know white guys, they have an aversion to it. That's the white guys, black guys, Mexican guys, and Asian guys. These are the guys. And American Indians. These are the Eskimos. These are the guys. These are the Polynesian guys. These are the guys who don't like it.
Right.
Yeah.
All the guys in the whole world.
Well, you're quick, Stephanie. But he needs to get busy. You need to help him sort of understand what he needs to do to help.
Well,
you.
I've talked to him about it.
Entice him.
Why are you with a guy that won't sort of help you?
Why am I with him if he won't do that?
He's not looking out for you.
You're not a priority?
Well, it's not my number one priority. Like, that's not the reason why I get into relationships.
But he doesn't seem like a very caring guy. It's a sign of his sort of lack of concern for you.
Stephanie, how are you keeping things down there? Is it neat?
Yes.
Disco 70s?
You run a tight ship?
Well, I'm not completely shaved, if that's what you're asking.
Right, but you're well groomed.
Yeah, I'm well groomed.
All right.
Are you a vegetarian?
Keep myself clean. No, okay. I'm not a vegetarian.
All right. Well, why don't you head on down to F Street again, and this time buy two pills? I mean, what'd you do? Just bought one pill?
Well, you get a little package, and you get two pills in one package. And
okay. Buy two.
Before you have sex, and it helps.
Buy two. Okay.
Buy two this time.
Yeah, buy two.
All four.
Yeah, buy them all. It's like... Sheriff Wang's Mystery of the Orient brought to the United States. Just a bunch of crap. You're really buying supplements at a porn shop. Mm. Oh, those poor guys have to work behind that counter with the big no returns thing on the vibrators. I actually went into a place where it was one of the more uncomfortable times of my life. Actually, two things happened. One is a guy was having a serious argument about returning the vibrator.
The
guy at the counter is pointing at the sign, look, sir, there's no returns on vibrators. I mean, you know, do I have to tell you why? And he goes, swear to Christ, it never came out of the package. It's like, I'm sorry, sir. It never came out of the...
You just stood there with your mouth open.
Once in a while you get behind the person that's having the conflict, and it's kind of weird because it's like, well, what do you do? Like, you can't get involved. You're going to get sucked into it. You don't want to just stand there. You feel stupid because there's other people watching you being in the proximity of this horrible argument.
Yep.
So you usually find some busy work and you say something like, oh, batteries, yeah. And then no one hears you, but you say it loud enough to satisfy yourself. And then you just turn around and walk
away
and then watch the argument from afar. But, yeah, guy arguing about it. And the guy's like, look, the sign, sir, no shirt, no shoes, dildo on the ass, no returns. That's a sign. The other horrible thing that happened at this particular place was it was over on Western and Santa Monica Boulevard over here. And it's a big place. And I don't like the idea that these porn stores are decorated like it's a clown fraternity, you know, just day glow orange and crazy neon everywhere. You know, I try to keep a low profile. Just make it look like a real estate office and let me slide in with a little dignity. So I got bells and whistles going off. It's crazy, crazy flashing stuff. And it's like, hey, big, you know, 20% off anal beads and big block letters on the front. So you got to look like a complete asshole going into these places. And I walked out, and this place is right on Western, and it takes up like a half a city block, and it's right on Western in Santa Monica, and it's like 4 in the afternoon, and I'm slinking out of the place. And the other thing, too, is they're pitch black in there, so as soon as the door swings open, your pupils just explode because it's a bright light. It's really, it's like all of a sudden you think there's God. It's like, oh, and you open the door, and I open the door, and there's a school bus parked there, an extra long school bus, not the retarded kids bus, but the jumbo bus parked right on the curb, right up against the edge of the curb, which is only about 4 feet from the front door. And of course, every 13-year-old in the bus is slid over to the side of the bus with the porn store, and they're all got their faces mashed up against it. And I just open it, it's like 72 kids just all staring at me as I'm holding my busty videos and my bags. And like, hey! That's great. I had to run for my car. I just mean, can they? And how about a little dignity with the box itself, the porn box itself? Does it have to be called Ubangus Uranus in big block lettering with the crazy, just the crazy morbid, you know, dilated rectums and stuff in the back? Could just be, you know, just be something mildly tasteful that someone might think maybe an R movie as you're making your way to the counter? Does that have to be sort of ridiculous novelty sexual? You know, it's about just it's something normal that I could get away with. So the person behind you doesn't know what kind of deviant you are.
Right.
Why are they trying to humiliate you?
You would think if they're trying to sell their product, that'd be the last thing they'd want to do, right?
Right. Just a low-profile box with a sort of ambiguous, you know, dark temptations or something. You know, something. Something that says, okay, this is titillating.
That's back to your ads, then. You can't tell what the hell you're buying.
All right. I
think I have little pamphlets or something.
So, they really could make it easier. And the porn stores, just that don't clown it up so much. Let's just have it straight. And put a window out. You know what you need to do, too? They never put windows out front of those places, too, so they're extra dicey. They need to put a window, just a false window with just a curtain right behind it, and it just goes into a stucco wall. There's nothing behind it. But at least make it look like there's a window in the place. Humiliating, I tell you. All right, let's hear a Nickelback song. How about that, Drew?
Good.
You ready? Yeah. It's off the new CD. They may be playing this,
at a sex shop near you, yeah. 70% yeah. chance.
This is called Figured You Out.
I like your pants around your feet. And I like the dirt that's on your knees. And I like the way you still say please while you're looking up at me. Freckles on your chest. And I like the way you like me best. And I like the way you're not impressed while you put me to the test. I like the white stains on your dress. And I love the way you pass the check. And I love the good times that you wreck. Self-respect while you're passed out on the deck. I love my hands around.
your feet. And I like the dirt that's on your knees. And I like the way you still say please while you're looking up at me. You're like my favorite damn disease. And I hate the places that we go.
Nickelback, everybody. The Long Road, name of the new CD. Nice guitar work there, Ryan.
Thanks.
Chad, nice job. Nice
Thanks,
job
Adam.
On the pipes there. That CD's coming out tomorrow, today, depending on when you hear the show. Just consider it out. And then you can just go to www.nickelback.com and find the band, find when they're going to be in a town near you. And it's you're going to be everywhere, right? Who
Absolutely.
Are you going out with anybody? Is anyone going out with you?
Taking Trapped and 3 Days Grace.
And what kind of places, what kind of venues you're going to be playing?
Playing about 5,000-6,000 seat venues, kind of like
is
large
that good?
Theaters and arenas.
Does that seem? I mean, you guys could probably play bigger, but does it seem less intimate that way?
No, we're just in a post-war economy.
That's the best plan. Well, if you have your druthers, let's just say you get paid the same. All the pay is the same. You want to do 99 people? Do you want to do 9,000 people? You want to do 90,000 people?
Right. I prefer to do.
I would say
15,000 people in an arena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just small enough and intimate enough to keep the crowd under control. Nothing
right.
gets out of hand. Yet you can still perform your full show with pyro and the whole nine yards.
All right. So you guys will be going out in about a month, right?
Yeah.
All right. I got the dates here, by the way. Scott?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first, me and my girlfriend have been going out for 2 years or so, 2.5 years, and what it is I have absolutely no problem. It's actually kind of an inconvenience on how easily I become aroused.
Yeah, you're 18.
Huh?
You're 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have absolutely zero problems.
What's
but,
the problem?
But the one of the things that's kind of hurting us right now is that...
Who is us?
Huh? Him and his balls.
Yeah, who is us?
Me and my fiance.
All right.
Fiance?
Yes.
All right.
You're engaged at 18.
She has absolutely... She can't get aroused.
What does that mean?
She doesn't have any drive.
Yeah, well, she's 18, and that's one of God's great jokes on humanity is that there's this incredibly profound difference in the biology of an 18-year-old male and 18-year-old female.
She got to get down to F Street.
She's not. The 18-year-old females are not that into sex very often. Some are, but very often they're not.
Yeah.
It's really not the way an 18-year-old male is.
No. And then later on, we're not so into it,
and
they're really into it.
Yeah.
It's not so much that we're not into it, it's that they're too old and fat.
Find a cougar.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Scott?
Yeah?
Yeah, so did she ever get abused or anything?
She was raped before.
How old was she? Why is that
16,
a trick question?
16, I think.
16. Well, that usually suggests some form of abuse happened earlier to her also.
Yeah.
And so she may really truly be shut down sexually, which is a little different. That is
yeah.
That's
well,
a complete shutdown.
Scott.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a series of quick questions
you
want to answer quickly, would you please? Who raped her?
We don't know.
Did she file charges? Did she
yes.
go to the police?
Yes.
She did?
Yes.
Okay.
Was it a violent rape?
As far as I know, it was.
What's that mean, as far as you know?
From what she has told me, it has.
Why don't you believe her?
Oh, no, I do believe her.
Okay, then why do you sort of...
couch it in questionable terms.
Why do you preface it with? Why do you preface it with, as far as I know, that makes it seem as if you don't really trust her?
I don't know.
Okay. See, here's the other thing, too, is people don't know... to other people, that just may, you may just be coining a phrase there, but to us, that means something. There's a part of you that feels that she's somewhat responsible for this. Yes?
Well, I hope she doesn't feel responsible.
No, but you feel that maybe she is. Is that true?
I'm say that again. I didn't hear you.
All right. Okay, so what happened? She was just violently raped?
Well, you know, she was just at the wrong part of town.
What happened? What happened?
She was in the wrong part of town late at night, and some guy came at her from behind.
With a weapon?
Well, no weapon. He was just bigger than her. A lot bigger.
And he just raped her right there on the street?
Yeah, in an alley.
Really? And she's not completely traumatized by this, or maybe she is?
You know, I don't know. I think, you know, she's gone through therapy and everything. She does have the desire to have sex. It's just...
Did you guys, like, meet in the hospital or something, Scott?
What?
Did you two meet in the hospital or something? Scott?
I'm going to take a leak. Yeah.
Did you two meet in a hospital or something?
Huh?
Scott, what's wrong with you? Do you have a problem?
Well, my problem...
Next caller!
Huh?
Scott, what is your problem? Are you on medication?
Yes, Depakote.
Did you two meet in a hospital?
No, we met in high school.
High school.
Okay. Drew knew it started with an H, though, right? I was going to say Hebrew school.
Yeah, I knew something was going on with Scott.
All right, Scott.
Yes.
Listen, everything's great. Don't get married too fast. There's a lot here. Believe me, there's a lot here.
Yeah, you should be paying attention. Oh, boy, there it is. You should be paying attention to all these details about this girl if you're going to marry her. There's a ton missing to her story that you should know.
And Scott's kind of seems like a saver. And saver guys are always the same. They're sort of nerd meets nurse.
Mm-hmm.
They're nurses. What they do is they're like, they speak, they're sort of robotic in their speaking. They don't process information too well.
But they also can't be troubled with reality. Don't bother me with reality. No details.
Right. She may not really even be into Scott.
No. Who knows?
Oh no, we know.
Well, we don't know what it
we
is.
We know. She,
we know
no,
there's
no.
a lot missing.
He's a saver.
Yeah, I know.
She ain't attracted to the saver.
Could be, yeah.
She wants to be attracted to the saver,
lets him
but he's a nice guy.
Her. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe one of them. We don't know. All we know is there's a ton missing. Ton missing information.
I don't even know if they're engaged. That could be Scott's reality.
Ask.
He said yes.
Does she know?
Because here's what we're going to get. It's going to take 20 minutes. You prepared? To find out, because and then here's what's going to happen. He asked her if she would be engaged to him.
She said she'd think about it.
She nodded.
Yeah.
She belched, and in many cultures. Scott?
Yeah?
Who asked who to get engaged?
Originally, I asked her to marry me.
Right now.
Originally, right.
Yes, and we've kind of gone, you know, back and forth, kind of, you know, she's asked me, I've asked her. But we've already set our date. All invitations have gone out. The wedding's set.
The wedding is set.
For next month.
What's the date and where are you guys registered? Because I'm going to pick you kids up something.
It is going to be in...
Scott,
What do you mean? What's the date?
The date is October 18th.
All right.
7-18th.
7-18th. All right.
It's the 18th because their birthday's the 17th.
Where are you guys registered?
Where's our marriage license?
All right, you got to get registered, buddy.
Our marriage license is registered for Santa Cruz.
No. I mean, you got to go to like Crate and Barrel and pick
Macy's.
Out a bunch of stuff you want. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got married a year ago. I got 70 tons of play settings. It's great. Never use them. Just trip over them all the time. But I got thousands of placemats. I got forks. I got a lot of forks. You know, actually, I got married, and we just said, we don't want anything. Just donate your money to this charitable cause. But I think a lot of people kind of wussed out on that.
Got your forks?
No, they just kind of...
Did nothing?
There's a fair amount of that, yeah.
Really?
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. Like, if you let people off the hook, like, if you go, like, if you're just getting gifts, then you know who got you a gift and who didn't get you a gift. But if someone, I mean, think about it. If someone said this to you, look, don't give me a gift. I'm never going to know about it. But I'd like you to make a donation to this charity that I'm involved with.
I thought they'd send you sort of a notification of what was sent in on your behalf.
I don't think you do, but you might. But even so, you don't keep track of it. And then you have a year to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Nickelback in studio tonight. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Chad and Ryan are both here from Nickelback. Actually, Chad has just stepped into the boys' room, but he'll be back momentarily. Ryan, anything you want to say about Chad while he's gone?
He's gay.
I had something. Oh, yeah, you beat me to it. Sorry.
He's back. Chad is back, and he's better than ever, everybody. The Long Road is the name of the CD. It's coming out about now. Just assume it's out. Go out and get that, and then Nickelback is going out and going to do their big fat tour in about a month. And you can go to www.nickelback.com. If you want to find out any information, and I have their tour dates here, and they're all over the place. I mean, they're going to be all over the country.
Website.
Everywhere.
Go
to the website. Yeah. Find out everything. All right. Let's talk to Sarah, who's 25. Sarah?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
How are you?
Good.
I just got some questions for you. I moved in with my boyfriend probably about, 9 months ago. And I wrote a letter to my parents telling them what was going on, and now they won't speak to me anymore.
Is that something you knew they had strong feelings about?
What's that?
Did you know they would have strong feelings like this?
Well, they're very conservative, very religious, and but I value their relationship, and I just don't know how to go about,
Sarah,
bringing it back.
I get that. Did you know they would react like this?
I didn't realize it would be like this.
And is it something about the guy, or is it just the moving in?
I think it's both.
What's wrong with the guy?
To me, nothing. To them, it's. I think they expected. They're in the Midwest. They're in Nebraska, and they just expected me to find, like a guy that would be the breadwinner and all that kind of stuff. And
so you found a loser.
What's this guy do?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Well, that might answer the question as to why your parents...
Yeah, he's...
Every question I ask matters to me. All you guys should know that, and that's why you need to answer it.
Yeah,
he's
looking for stuff. He's actually...
He's a drug dealer.
Right now.
No, he's not. No.
What's he do?
Let's just say that he makes a lot of money in sports.
Oh, he gambles.
He's a bookie?
Yeah.
He didn't take the over with the Raiders game tonight, did he?
I'm not saying.
Oh, brutal.
That's a secret.
Raiders put 10 points on the board. 10 points.
Wow.
They block a punt.
He's still better.
They blocked a punt. They recovered on the 6-yard line. They can't get in the end zone. That's all I needed. All right,
no,
Sarah.
I don't understand.
So look, the guy's an idiot.
You don't understand your parents would have an issue with you living with a criminal?
Well, they don't know that.
Well, they probably have a pretty good idea about it.
They don't think he's an orthodontist either, though, do they?
No.
They don't know what he does.
But they know it's not good.
No, but I still need to know how to justify the relationship with my parents. And, you can't help the one you love either.
Oh, yes, you can.
Or who
now
you
love. You're getting in deeper now, because now you're sounding like these women that fall in love with the guys that are in jail.
Prison, yeah.
Yeah. Now
oh,
what's
am
up?
I?
God bless them.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that way. I didn't even realize what he did before this all happened.
We were best
friends for about 2 years.
All right.
And I knew, what he was doing before, but...
I don't think gambling on football or any sport should be illegal. I don't think gambling should be illegal. Or if it's going to be illegal, let's get rid of the lottery and many other forms of gambling that have...
Well, then let's get rid of investment bankers, too.
No, Sarah.
All right.
Well, you're giving somebody your money.
Sarah,
no.
All right. Sarah.
Sarah's
no.
Giving the speech.
You can tell more than once.
But here's what we do know. The guys who do this are dicey.
They're criminals. They're willing to break the law.
Yeah. I'm not going to. I'm not passing judgment on the criminal part. I'm passing judgment on he doesn't have a job part.
Well, and
right, and that's what willing. I agree. I know that.
Okay,
and he's willing to break the law.
Yeah. So why anyway? Why move in with this guy?
Because I was in love. I am in love.
You are in love. All right. And yeah. Now we're not trusting this for some reason. He's a good guy.
No.
A very good guy.
Why?
Oh, please.
Why? What's his name? His name Kurt.
I'm not going to tell you what his name is.
Oh, that means Kurt. And I don't trust guys named Kurt.
Kurt it is.
All right. Okay, so what do you do? Do you work?
Yes.
What do you do?
I work for an airline.
Okay. All right. And you do customer service because you sound just bitchy enough to work customer service.
No, not customer service.
All right. Okay, yeah. So listen, Sarah. You sound angry, and maybe it's just at me, but you do sound kind of angry. Are you angry?
No, I'm not angry at all. I'm just
not angry at your parents. You love your parents very much.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I've
okay.
This wasn't going to be the
I know
career that we had planned on for him, and it
right.
Happened
well, what is he trying to do anything else?
Yes.
What's he trying to do?
He was in like post editing for a while.
Okay. All right, so here's the deal then, as far as parents go and all this stuff. If this guy turns out to be a good guy and he treats you right and everything, your parents get over everything.
Yeah.
I mean, look, conservative parents will get over their son being gay, by the way. I mean, true, you know, because, I mean, when you drop that bomb on your parents, I mean, they threw you out of the house. They said you're not a Pinsky anymore, and they didn't want to talk to you ever again,
like
right?
I said, once they got to know you, Adam, everything was all right.
That's right. Thank you. They will... Touche, Drew. And by the way, Drew's second joke in as many weeks,
right, good.
Which is a tear for Drew, because Drew usually goes he goes 70, 80 shows without a joke, easily. And that's 2 in 2 weeks, everybody.
Yeah, working out there.
That's 3 for the year. I mean, on this pace, you'll be at 4.5 before the calendar year is up.
Can't wait.
Here's the point. They will get over anything as long as the guy treats you right, you don't show up back to Nebraska with a black eye, and they'll just get over it. That's it. But you have to give people a little time to brood and do their thing.
Yeah.
And listen, leave them alone for a month and then send them another letter, right?
Right.
And maybe the guy can pick out a teaser for your dad or something like that and win him a couple bucks. Everything will be fine.
Especially when the...
Yeah.
Nebraska starts rolling around
right.
the country.
Layla?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm calling because I work in a strip club. It's an all-nude strip club.
All-nude?
Recently, I developed a rash on my forearm, and I showed it to my friend who also used to work at the same club as me and now has gone to another club, and she told me that she thought it was scabies. And I went to the doctor.
One forearm?
Yes.
Is it the pole arm? Because, you know, that's the one you hook and swing around. That's a good service, a pole cleaning service. I'd like to start a little business up, right?
Is that a metaphor?
I actually just clean strip club poles. I disinfect them, I clean them, and I buff them.
It's a dirty job.
I have an outfit that's made out of sheepskin, and I just attack it. I dry hump the thing, and I take Brasso, and I pour it all over my chest, and I just go around fast as I can.
It's not a pretty sight, but you're thorough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you wear a garter belt to collect tips at the same time? Would you?
No. I do it after hours. I do it after it's closed. Come on. All right. Well, could it be scabies, Drew, do you think?
Yeah. No, scabies
and
is...
Well, one other part, too. Just, I have already gone to the doctor and gotten a cream for it. And, I was told to apply it from head to toe. I didn't really massage it into my scalp and my hair too much because I was under the understanding that it doesn't usually affect the scalp.
No, that's all right. That's okay. You're fine.
And head to toe?
It hasn't gone away.
Scabies is symmetrical. It's the wrist, ankles, belt line.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's not one arm.
What is scabies?
It's a
It's spreading. Yeah. No, I mean, I have some on my my left arm as well, but there is a lot more on the right arm. And it's not spread across my body like I would expect it to.
Mm-hmm. Is it affecting tips?
It has transmitted to other people. I have two people that I was in close contact with that now have spots as well. And theirs has not progressed to the state that mine is.
That's great. guy's got to go home and explain to his wife while there's a lap full of scabies. It's fantastic.
What does it sound like?
I got it at work. Bert, you do data entry. I know, but it gets pretty vigorous sometimes. Really? Have you given it to customers? Yeah?
I don't think I've given it to any customers. At least no one. It was actually just personal friends that have.
Oh, I see. All right, F-bodies.
Scabies is a good bet. It's certainly worth trying a treatment of scabies, but that will get better very quickly if it is scabies.
Okay.
Again, I don't know what
also,
you can transfer.
My other question is if I did contract this from the club, my friend's speculation was that it's possibly in the chairs at the club because they don't clean those regularly.
Scabies, yeah, if it's scabies.
If
sure.
I'm going to keep going back to the club, like how likely is it that I'm going to keep reinfecting myself with the mic.
Pretty high.
Hey, Layla.
Uh-huh.
Are you do lap dances?
Yes.
What do you guys charge? $20?
Except on Sunday and Tuesday. Those are $10 days.
$10 Tuesdays?
Yes. $10 Tuesdays, but yeah. Every other day is $20, yes.
Oh, it should be. Sunday should be $20 for Jews because it's not their... It's not their day of Sabbath. You know what I mean? That would be a good strip club day for them. You know, the Christians, they got that sort of weight of the sort of, you know, he died on the cross kind of thing. But the Jews, that's a free day for them. That's a free down for them.
And did you see a dermatologist?
Throw that by management.
Work that out.
Did you see a dermatologist?
It was just a general practitioner that I saw.
You better see a dermatologist. This doesn't say, okay. Something's very funky here. There's bacterial infections that can do this. There are allergic reactions that can do this. And, of course, scabies is always a good bet.
What percentage of guys have an orgasm that you give a lap dance to? 10%?
I don't think I've noticed 10? Too many of them, like, ejaculating.
Handful.
But they
right.
mostly mm-hmm. have hard-ons and seem to be enjoying themselves quite a bit.
Right. Because I've learned, and it's something, thanks, Layla, but I didn't know this until recently. I got a handful of friends that have an orgasm when they go to a strip club. I know a guy or two that have 3 and 4. Can you believe that?
He's getting way more bang for his buck.
I know.
That's like $40 Tuesdays.
I know.
I love the fact that Adam is outraged. Not
I'm angry.
It's not happening.
Angry, outraged, disbelief.
I haven't had one.
I know.
Can you believe?
No, but it's like going to a buffet and not being able to swallow. You know what I mean? It's like you chew, you spit into a bucket, and then you watch your friend just nosh. And oh, I'm full. This is great. And you're like, I've been spitting this into a bucket the whole time. It's one tenth the experience they're having. Oh, yeah. I mean, right? Yeah. Jesus Christ! I know guys. Really, 3 or 4? Like he'd leave the
really?
Place. I had like 3.
What do your yes. friends do? What are your friends?
And you're
do?
Sitting next to these guys when doing that, or what?
I'm giving them the lap dance. That's why I'm. Oh. No, we're in the vicinity. I don't. They shove like tissue paper down their shorts and stuff. Yeah, they're just regular guys. They just have a trigger. Their trigger's more sensitive. I don't know
any of my friends that do that.
No, I don't know anybody.
They sound irregular.
I'm jealous. That's all.
Superior.
I'm envious.
Superior.
Yeah. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. You know, I would like the U.S. Mint to start minting $15 bills. Because I'm convinced a lap dance would cost $15 at a lot of places if they had $15 bills. Everything is $20 because
much,
we have 20s. 10, too light. 15, that would be the common cost. That would be the average cost for a lap dance would be $15 if there was a $15 bill, but they just slide up to 20 because that's the nearest one and they're rounding up. I'd work on that. I want a $15 bill because in Canada, $20 is like 14,
15 bucks.
14, yeah. 15 bucks. And that's right. That's perfect.
That's
you guys
right.
got it right over there. So you guys are lucky. You're right in that sweet zone of lap dancing. We're the inflated $20 rate.
You can tell me with the bank, I want $300 and $15 bills.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you're down the end of the block, yeah.
All right. We will take ourselves a little break. Nickel back here, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, Loveline, Adam. That's Dr. Drew Nickelback in here tonight. Chad and Ryan both here from the band. They're going to be on Leno Thursday night. So if you want to see Nickelback before they go out on tour, you can check them out on Leno Thursday night. And then if you want to see them live and in person, you just go to www.nickelback.com, find out when they're coming to your town, and go see them. All right, the new CD is consider it out. Heather?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, when I use a vibrator, it's really easy for me to come to orgasm, but sex, oral sex, manual stimulants, I can't ever come to orgasm, ever. Mm-hmm. Is that more of a mental thing or a physical thing?
No, it's pretty much always a physical thing.
Is it?
For the most part.
Well, if the vibrator's working for you. Guys can't compete with that. Even if we roll our R's, we can't compete with that kind of RPM.
Did you start with the vibrator?
Well, I was sexually active for a couple years, but I could never come to orgasm, so I went and bought a vibrator, and I don't have a problem with that. It doesn't even take me very long, but, I mean, even manually myself, I can't.
How about including the vibrator in her action there?
Sorry, what?
How about using the vibrator with your man partner?
Well, yeah, I mean, I could do that. I don't have a problem with doing that, but is it, I mean, I wanted to be able to fix it so that I can do it without it.
That is fixing it. By the way, there's no cheating when it comes to obtaining the orgasm. You know what I mean?
No, it's not like the baddest cork or anything. No, we don't look at it that way.
That's how you do it. Great.
You bring the vibrator into the bedroom, the guy will be happy.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, unless it's, you know, far, far bigger than he might feel a little jealous, and that's about it. Guy sees a toy coming into the bedroom, he's like, touchdown!
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That vibrator, we don't look at that as cheating. That's just a little wind at our back. It's a little home team advantage, you know what I mean? guy's looking for a little advantage, that's all. That's the home team.
Yeah.
That's all. We got the crowd behind us.
Is that something I'll eventually get over, or is it just something that I'm always going to have to have?
You are 19, and things will start to function a little more easily as you head towards your 30s.
Thank God.
All right. But look, here's the other thing, though. And only women could do this. They can have an orgasm with a vibrator, then they bring the vibrator out with the guy and no orgasm, using the guy and the vibrator.
What is this?
I don't know. It becomes too much. And by the way, when has a guy ever stopped sex and been like, it's too much?
No.
It's too much. It's too much. I got to stop. It's overwhelming. My nads are overwhelmed. It's too good a BJ. I got to stop. What, really?
That's never happened to me. No.
Guys like, hey, I got to rub a little icy hot on my joint, see if I can get a little more. I'm going looking for a little more. Do a little bump a blow, turn the flat screen on, put a little icy hot on the nuts. I'm looking for a little more. Guys never start like, ha, 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 too much. Women do that, and they get that vibrator. I was like, too much. So I don't know what, and also sometimes they can't focus very good either when there's a guy there. Like, you know.
Right, can't be distracted by sex.
Yeah. You really would think if she loves that vibrator and she loves you, then when I take that vibrator and mix it with me,
it's a Reese's peanut butter cup.
This is a Reese. Yeah, you love peanut butter. You love chocolate. Do I got the candy for you? But then they take a bite of it and they're like, no, this is horrible.
It's too much.
It's too much. But you love peanut butter. You love chocolate. This is both. No, too much. Only chicks can do that. Guy'd be like, what we need to do is we need to put 80 of these in a blender, and then we need to top it off with some Skippy peanut butter, and we need to drink it, okay? Or mainline, or do it rectally. You know, but guy, never be too much. And how are you supposed to foresee too much?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, as a guy.
As a guy, it's like, yeah, get the peanut butter, get the chocolate,
Let's go.
Yeah. Right, now.
And then they're angry with you because, hey, you made me eat the chocolate and the peanut butter.
You should have known.
What do you think?
It's too much.
What do you think? It's too much. Oh, that's forget it.
Yeah, that's why, guys, we start thinking of ourselves. That's it. Done figuring out the ladies. You guys take care of yourselves. You get that vibrator, whatever it takes for you. I'm showing up. I'm punching in. I'm doing my job, and I'm out of there. I'm like a disgruntled employee. You know what I mean? I'm going to file for disability. That's who I am.
Get back pain.
Yeah, I got a long weekend coming up. It's Friday. It's noon. I'm just riding it out. I'll get out of here. I'm punching out at 5. I'm going home.
Marie, 16.
Marie?
Yeah. Hello?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I wanted to know, how do I know if I'm ready for sex?
When you stop asking that question.
Huh?
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't right now.
Okay.
But, when I did, I was thinking seriously about it, and then, something else came up, and we broke up, but,
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who we were, like, talking about it, and we're both, like, thinking seriously about it, and I don't know if I want to do it with him because, like, I want it to mean something, you know?
Yeah, but don't, sure, don't yeah. do that.
When you're ambivalent like that, don't do it, and wait till you're at least 17 and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. And let me say this. There's this whole thing going on that didn't used to exist, which is this open dialogue
with the book.
About guys like yeah. going, listen, you're looking for somebody to bust your cherry. My joint's always looking for a nice garage parking. Maybe we can work as if you're talking about like it's like you're saying, listen, I'm going to Coast Guard Reserve, so I'm gonna be gone 2 weekends out of each year. Hey, if you need a truck that you can borrow mine, but you gotta pick up the payment. It's like it's these casual conversations the people having about oral yeah. sex and getting it on. It's great for guys. And guys guys are playing it cool, and they're like, yeah, well, I think I could accommodate you. Yeah, I mean, if you want to lose. Friday's no good. I got an opening. I got an opening between noon and 1 on Friday. Yeah. don't do this, because women always remember losing their virginity. They always remember the guy they lost
it with. Never met a woman who hadn't waited longer.
Yeah.
For every woman, whatever, it's could have been 30, too soon.
Yeah, they always wish they it waited. Was with another guy, and they waited just a little bit longer. All right, Nickelback in studio tonight. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, that's the show. Well, off to a bumpy start, but... Like a runner that stumbled getting out of the blocks, and then we hit our stride. Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
No.
No. Okay.
You know, the stride was never met?
No, we hit the stride. We hit the stride. I feel very good about this show. I'm proud of this show.
You should be. You bailed it out.
Nickelback, everybody. The Long Road, name of the CD. Great seeing you guys again. Come
nice
back.
To see you guys. I hope Thanks you win money us. On your football next time. You sounded pretty down. Jeez.
Don't worry. I'll be back. Oh, yes. Because I'm a winner, right, Drew?
A winner, Adam.
I don't care what anyone says. So, until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
How do I know if I'm ready for sex?
When you stop asking that question.
Huh?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.